here at the 2018 ACUC in Boston, Massachusetts, and we are here with a very patriotic
person. America's Conference.
It is America's Conference.
We're here.
Eric Isham is Mr. Patriot today from Omni Commander. How are you, Eric?
I'm doing well, man. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm doing all right, doing all right. Took the red eye in this morning, so not as sharp as I'd like to be, but we're rolling with it. So you're going to have to carry the interview, all right, Eric?
Fine,
can you do that?
Absolutely.
So, hey, I know the show hasn't even gotten started, but what expectations do you have for this year's show?
You know, the ADA thing with websites is almost at a fever pitch. Mm-hmm. Every single day we're seeing more and more litigation coming out. New states are popping up. I expect at this conference, like I do all the rest of the conferences, to get a lot of questions from credit unions that come by the booth.
Yeah.
There continues to be a lot of misinformation. There continues to be a lot of, you know, out-and-out falsehoods that some people are perpetrating for whatever reasons. Mm-hmm. And so we're continuing to educate the credit unions and let them know, you know, what they do need to be doing, what they should not be doing, so on and so forth.
Yeah, because you're taking it from the web developer's perspective.
Right.
We just spoke with Ryan Donovan. He gave us an update. We've spoken with other people at other associations, credit unions. It's always good to get every side of the spectrum here, and you guys are certainly providing that. So what can credit unions do? Because, I mean, there's still a lot of cases going on. As if you've been reading any of the industry publications, a lot of wins as well.
Yeah, it's great.
So which is a good sign. So what can credit unions do in the meantime from a developer's perspective?
Yeah, here's the thing, and we're championing these wins. You know, we had a very big win out in Texas with one of our clients that came to us after being sued with a previous provider. We built them a new site, mm-hmm. got them live, and mm-hmm. Judge threw it out. For us, it's doing it the right way, right? Building the sites to be accessible, not just to figure out ways to beat these court cases or beat these fraudulent litigation cases, but just do it right so your sites are accessible.
Right.
We know that WCAG 2.1 guidance is out. It'll probably go into effect in September, so there's a lot of new regulation that's coming right around the corner,
cool.
right? And a compliance and accessibility. It's not a destination, it's a journey. Mm-hmm. And so there's continuous, like the NCUA says, you've got to continuously monitor that. That's a monthly, that's a weekly basis in some cases, just depending on how active the credit union is with their website. If they're pumping out a lot of content continuously, then that content needs to be checked, needs
right.
to make sure that it's still accessible.
Right.
If you're using a screen reader, is it still going to work for somebody that's blind and using assistive technology to consume that content?
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, so much to think about.
Yeah,
but it's like anything, though. You got to kind of keep up to date with, I mean, you know, we're constantly trying to stay ahead of the fraudsters out there,
right.
trying to stay ahead of the technology disruptors out there. So we're running these multiple races here.
That's exactly right, Mike. With anything else, right, technology-wise, you can't just set it and forget it. You have to continuously monitor. You have to check it. You have to make sure that you're staying on top of it. Like you said, the fraudsters, same thing on the accessibility side. These rules are fluid. They're changing. They're updating. And you need to find a partner. The credit unions need to find a partner that is focused on this and on top of it.
Mm-hmm. Is anybody getting the web developer's perspective on them? I mean, because we hear a lot of cases going to court and all that type of stuff.
Right.
Is anybody talking to you guys or anybody else out there? Hey, this is steps you can take, or, you know, to avoid litigation, or if you're in
sure.
it, say, hey, you know what? We hired Omni Commander to help us out. We'll be compliant in 30 days. Is
right.
that okay? Type of thing. Is that a scenario?
It's a scenario all the time. Yeah, I mean, we're approaching 150 credit unions that have come to us. Big portion of it, a big tailwind on that is accessibility. Yes, we're building gorgeous websites that are mobile responsive, that are secure, that are, you know, easy to navigate. Those are the things that that's table stakes at this
right,
point, right?
Right?
But you also have to have it so it's accessible. It doesn't matter how gorgeous it is if 20 to 25% of your potential membership can't access it, right? If you're on your phone, you're having to pinch and scroll and do all that stuff, it just doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
So we are actively involved in the conversation on a worldwide level
really?
Around accessibility. That's
okay.
right. My full-time ADA compliance officers are part of this in the international accessibility protocols, and they're constantly discussing this with industry professionals around the world.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of around the world, this isn't just a credit union issue. This is a multi-industry
it is.
Issue. So
yeah.
it
sure.
permeates
Target,
almost every industry out there.
Target's been sued. The NFL, Piggly Wiggly. I mean, there's a lot of other, you know, big name brands out there that are getting embroiled in this accessibility thing. Obviously, our focus is credit unions. We only build websites for credit unions. But as a target and as an issue, it is. That's right. It's hitting anybody that has a website, which is pretty much any company out there. Absolutely.
All right, very cool. All right, Eric, anything else to add on this issue? Anything else that you want to talk about as well, or any other topic?
Happy to be here in Boston for America's Conference, and excited to continue to educate and see a bunch of our clients, new clients going live every day. So it's an exciting time to be in the space.
Very cool. All right, Eric, I'll let you get out of the hot seat and back over to your booth so you can help some more credit unions out. And the suit is the bomb, as they used to say in the 90s. All right,
Mike,
man.
I appreciate it.
Thanks, Eric. Well done.